The words of God given to us today are Acts chapter 18, verses 5 through 8. It is page 219 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the words. When Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. But when the Jews opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothes in protest and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am clear of my responsibility. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." Then Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titus Justus, a worshiper of God. Chrysippus, the synagogue ruler, and his entire household believed in the Lord, and many of the Corinthians who heard and believed and were baptized. Amen. As I briefly said in last Bible study, I should ask your understanding on talking first about my health. Since my health condition is closely related with our church and church members, I would talk about it as detailed as possible. Several years ago, a blood test found my prostate-specific antigen, or PSA, level was high, so I have had regular tests twice a year since then at Korea University Hospital. I had to skip it last fall due to overlapping schedule. And every time I tried to receive a test, there was some schedule for the church. So I delayed the test three times later again and finally got blood test on April 2nd this year. The result I received on April 9th was far higher than I had in the past. It was 5.7. My doctor said that level of PSA means that the chance of cancer is 30 to 40% and recommended biopsy. He added that I need to stay at hospital for 2 nights and 3 days to collect prostate tissue from the rectum. I spent 2 weeks in church schedule and was admitted on April 22nd, and 12 tissues were collected from my prostate through the rectum, 6 from the right and left each. On 29th, I was told that 11 among them were cancer, which meant my prostate was almost occupied by cancer cells. On the 30th, I had a test to know if cancer cells were spread to bones and lymph nodes. But there was no spread. On this result, doctor said he was confused. When the PSA level is 5.7, according to normal statistics, 3 to 4 among 12 are cancer cells. But in my case, for the level of 5.7, 11 out of 12 cells were cancer. Then cancer should have been spread to bones or lymph nodes, but the cancer was limited to the prostate in my case. That state was a confusing result for the doctor. If It is said that 3 to 4 cancer cells can be removed by robotic surgery on that area, which is comparatively simple, but I had to go through a surgery removing the overall prostate with the hands of a doctor and thus stay at the hospital for 2 weeks. And thankfully, the hospital helped me to receive the procedure as soon as possible, arranging my surgery on last Thursday. However, I made a promise to visit Sehan Church in Los Angeles in the last week of this month for its 35th year's anniversary worship service. And there was a pastoral seminar at Sandor Methodist Church as well. At first, when I knew I had cancer, I thought to cancel the U.S. visit schedule until I changed my mind overnight. If I abruptly cancel the schedule just 3 weeks before the 35th year's anniversary worship service, which had been prepared with prayers of Sehan Church in Los Angeles for a long time, how embarrassed the church members and ministers are. What about the Sandor Methodist Church, which already sent invitations to ministers in the region? Would it be the situation that God wants? No matter how hard I thought, that was not the way the Lord wants. We are tracing the footage of Apostle Paul these days, aren't we? So I thought about how Apostle Paul would have done if he were me. Would he cancel his promise made long time ago, only 3 weeks before the date? He never would have done so. After the consultation with my doctor, he advised me that I could have a surgery when I'm back from the U.S., since prostate cancer develops at the slowest speed among cancers, and it took only a day from the biopsy result to the MRI test, which normally takes several weeks. Thankfully, LA Sehan Church and Sandor Methodist Church moved up the worship service 1 week earlier. So I will leave for the U.S. on Wednesday and come back on 22nd. And I am planning to have a surgery on June 4th after finishing the Yanghwajin concert scheduled on 30th May. There will be follow-up procedures and treatment after the surgery. So Reverend Chung Hanjo will take care of Sunday sermons and internal businesses. And Bible study will be taken care of other ministers. I am deeply sorry for not being able to take the responsibility of the minister's role for 3 months because of my weak health conditions. I am grateful that a lot of church members worried about me after I got prostate cancer. But I am 65 years old in Korean age this year. Isn't this a process included in our life from birth to death? Therefore, I take this naturally and do not worry too much. I am taking cancer as my adequate friend whom God gave me for the last part of my life. Isn't it inevitable I should spend the rest of my life living with cancer and humbly close my life in front of God? And isn't it beneficial for our church if I humbly close my ministry? So my wife and I sincerely thank God for getting us this blessed situation. Therefore, I would like to ask church members not to worry too much, and rather pray for the goodwill of God toward our church to be accomplished under these circumstances. We have thought about the meeting of Paul and Aquila and his wife in Corinth for the past four weeks. What happened after that was testified in the upper half of verse 5 of today's scripture, when Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia. We already know how Paul could reach Athens of Achaia after Macedonia of Europe from Asia. When Paul preached the gospel in Thessalonica, Jews there tried to harm Paul, even forming a mob with bad characters. But brothers of faith who received the gospel from Paul took Paul to Berea. But upon the receipt of the news that Paul was preaching at Berea, they again tried to harm Paul by agitating the locals. At the time, brothers of faith in Berea took Paul to Athens of Achaia, which was safe. In this urgent situation, Paul had Silas and Timothy, his fellow workers, stay there to check what would happen to the brothers and sisters who received the gospel after him leaving so urgently. It was 320 kilometers from Berea of Macedonia to Athens in Achaia, which took approximately 4 days by boat. At the time, upon arriving at Athens for 4 days, Paul asked the brothers of faith who took him to Athens and were returning upon arrival to Lysias and Timothy came to Athens as soon as possible. It was to know the situation of Macedonia as earlier as possible. When receiving the news from the brothers of faith who went back to Berea by boat for 4 days about what Paul said, Silas and Timothy went to Athens for Paul. Paul met Aquila and his wife and made and sold tent during weekdays and preached at the Jewish synagogue on Sabbath. And one day he met Silas and Timothy again, who came from Macedonia to Corinth when he was preaching at the Jewish synagogue on Sabbath. How much were they pleased when they visited every corner for the gospel, parted each other for the gospel, and met again for the gospel. As I expressed last time, a life of living as the path of the Lord is as beautiful as a star in the dawning sky. Verse 5 of today's scripture says, more touching fact, when Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. Here, what draws our attention is devoted himself. Paul devoted himself to testifying Jesus was the Christ to the Jews. The testify of the scripture does not mean that Paul was not devoted himself to the Word of God. If Paul did not devote himself to God's words, how could he cross to Europe from Asia? How could he be beaten and jailed in Philippi due to the gospel? And how could he alone go to Corinth, the city of corruption, to spread the gospel when he sent his fellow workers, Silas and Timothy, in Athens? Therefore, the testimony of today's scripture that Paul devoted himself to the Word of God means that he devoted himself far more to God's Word. What is the reason that he devoted himself far more to the Word of God in Corinth? It was because Paul met his fellow workers, Silas and Timothy, who came from Macedonia to Corinth again. Silas and Timothy were not those whom Paul met first time. Then why did the meeting make Paul to devote himself far more to the Word of God? Based on Corinth 2, chapter 11, verse 9, Silas and Timothy went down to Corinth with offerings that Christians of Macedonia made for Paul. Although the amount was not big, it would definitely be a big help for Paul, who was preaching the gospel with his own money earned from tent making. It would become, of course, easier to find food and shelter. But But it is to underestimate Paul to think that Paul devoted far more to God's word, since he was able to eat and sleep more easily because of young Silas and Timothy. Paul confessed the 2 Corinthians chapter 11 himself like this: 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I stoned. 3 times I shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I've been constantly on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger of the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone with sleep. I have known hunger and thirst, and I have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. This would be a rare case if someone lived such a tumultuous life other than a fugitive or in wartime. Why did Paul live such a life? Only for the gospel. Paul was a living witness of the gospel who devoted himself to the gospel no matter what. Therefore, it would be considering Paul as a secular man instead of the witness of the gospel if considering Paul would devote himself to the word of God. Why Paul could devote himself much more to the word of God when, after meeting Silas and Timothy in Corinth, since Silas and Timothy were not merely fellow workers,
there is something happened.
Some member certainly fainted.
Malene Paul은 에베소 교회의
Silas and Timothy were not merely fellow workers, they were fellow workers of Saul. Paul confessed to Timothy, who became a minister in Timothy, chapter 1, verse 3 to 5. I thank God, whom I serve as my forefathers did, with a clear conscience, as night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Louis and your mother Eunice. And I am persuaded now lives in you also. This is not a love letter from a young man to a young woman. This is from old Paul to his spiritual son Timothy. The old Paul was jailed before he was beheaded. And the second Timothy is the last letter of Paul. When he was about to be beheaded, Paul thought of Timothy whenever he prayed and desperately wanted to see Timothy again, who inherited pure faith from his grandmother and mother. Whenever thinking of Timothy, he was always filled with joy. That was not physical joy, but was spiritual joy. Timothy was that much important spiritual fellow worker to Paul. Together with such Timothy, Paul mentioned Silas' name in his letter three times. Silas also was a spiritual fellow worker to Paul, just important as Timothy. They were spiritually joyful when meeting each other. Just looking at each other meant spiritual power and encouragement. They exchanged and shared the joy of spirit. The meeting helped each other to grow.
동역자의 관계였기에 홀로 고린도를 찾아
Since their relationship was such spiritual,
복음을 전하던 바울이
Paul, who preached the gospel with Aquila and his wife visiting the city of corruption Corinth, could more devote himself to the word of God with gaining new and spiritual power from meeting Silas and Timothy, who came from Macedonia to Corinth. Paul, devoting much more to God's words, did not only deliver the good news to the people of Corinth, including the Jews. Paul, after knowing from Silas and Timothy about the life of the Christians in Macedonia,
데살로니가 전서와 데살로니가
wrote and sent the first and second Thessalonica to the believers of Thessalonica in Macedonia.
이 땅에서 기록한
The first Thessalonica Paul wrote in Corinth was the first letter of Paul. Through Paul's letters, which became part of New Testament, the doctrine and system of Christianity became completed, didn't it? Such an important task began by Paul meeting with Silas and Timothy again in Corinth.
남긴 서신서가 데살로니가 전서이고
The first letter of Paul is the First Thessalonica written in Corinth through the meeting with Silas and Timothy, and the Second Timothy is the last letter of Paul to Timothy before passing away. This demonstrates how important spiritual fellow workers Silas and Timothy were to Paul. Silas and Timothy were able to become such important spiritual fellow workers for Paul, since they also live their lives as witnesses of the Word of God, just as Paul. Dear brothers and sisters, how is each of us living?
어떤 사람에게 영적 장애가 되거나
Isn't it true
영적으로 태고하게
that we are a spiritual obstacle to someone or letting someone step back in a spiritual way? If physical harm would be judged by the world, spiritual one must be judged by God. If we are true Christians, we should encourage people around near us in a spiritual way. People around us should witness the Word of God in us.
우리를 만난 사람들이 우리와의 만남 때문에
They should live a life where they devote themselves much more to the Word of God because of us. That we need to live as witnesses of God's words as Silas and Timothy did. It is not enough to tell the Word of God, but we should show the Word of God with our eyes, with our hands, with our feet, and with our life. Let us show the Word of God through our behavior. No matter when it is spring or freezing winter, we are healthy or weak, happy or sad. Then, although we cannot become the Apostle Paul, someone we
will
meet could become Apostle Paul because of us. We cannot write the letter of Paul, but someone we know would write Paul's letter for this time through meeting with us. Then there would be no more rewarding thing in the world.
이 강단에서 다시
I will meet you here on the first Sunday of September. Let us pray.
위대한 사도 바울이 타락의 도시
Those who made the great apostle Paul devote much more to the word of God in the city of corruption, Corinth, were not greater, were older people than Paul. They were Silas and Timothy, called out by Paul for the second mission trip. They were not merely fellow workers in a physical way, helping Paul for the mission trip. They empowered and encouraged in spiritual way as spiritual fellow workers. Thanks to their spiritual help, Paul could not only spread the gospel with his mouth, but also wrote his first letters later, completed the doctrine and system of Christianity, and lived the last one for us. Thank you for letting us realize that through today's scripture, telling us this fact, although we cannot become the great apostle Paul, we can become the Silas and Timothy. Let us stop living foolish lives encroached by vain desires and live as witnesses of the Word of God, who is the way, truth, and life. Let us testify God's words with our every part of our body, no matter when, in the spring or winter, we are healthy or not, happy or sad. Help people we know see the Word of God in us. Let them devote themselves to the Word of God because of us. Have them spiritually powerful. Let someone be raised up as Apostle Paul because of us, and help someone to write Paul's letter for this time. Let our life like that twinkle like the star in the dawning sky before God, even though people in the world don't know. We pray in the Jesus' name. Amen.